5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Polka-Dot! 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 Afro Circus!
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We're your hosts, Crystal and Barry Ricks.
Yes, we are. And you're giggling already.
I know. This is take five.
Take five. This is actually take five this time.
Of our intro.
Yes.
So let's try to get past that horrible intro and talk about our crazy circus.
Let's do.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So we're sitting here and thinking about like what happened this week.
Yeah.
What happened this week that was worth talking about?
No one was sick. No one was crazy.
We don't have any like poop stories or you know, all that stuff, but we did come up with some things, and generally it leads to more conversations. So, Crystal, what happened to you this week as a parent?
Okay, well, I was asked to teach a class for a women's conference at my church. And so this week, I spent the entire week
Studying,
and yeah.
Preparing.
Yeah, you know, I had pages and pages of things. Anyway, so I'm working on my lesson. Then my brother calls me out of the blue, older brother, and says, I have a book for you. And it is just like Twilight, and it's a teen romance, and you'll love it. And I was like, sweet! I haven't read anything.
I could do teen romance right now.
It's been a while. And then so we went to the library for story time, and that book happened to be there. And I happened to check it out, and then I happened to read it in 2 days.
Yeah, it was more like 3 or 4.
See? You always ruin my stories.
Ow.
Although that wasn't even in this episode.
She just totally abused me. You can't see it.
Hey, don't joke like that. Tacky humor.
Oh, sorry. But you also have some other things that happened at story time.
The point I'm making is that's probably why I can't think of any stories is because
you're reading stories.
I was reading or studying. Or reading when I should have been studying.
But don't worry, our kids were still fed and they're still alive.
It's all good.
It's all good. They're breathing.
Anyway, it's a good book.
Good.
Good lesson, I thought. So I guess we're good.
It worked out. Well, tell us about, you told me something different that happened at story time this week.
Right. Story time usually is really frustrating for me because, as you all who have listened before know, I get there, Jackson's hungry, he's taking off his shoes, he's going crazy, and I can't leave because you have to stay with your kids. Anyway, I get there this time, and I haven't gone for a few weeks. And the new story time people said, we're trying something different. You leave your kids in this room, and then you can stand outside the room and watch and see how they're doing.
Because it's a room with lots of glass pane windows, so you're literally still like 5-10 feet away from your kids. It's just you're in a different room.
Right. And I was like, wait, I can drop them off.
Wait, I can leave my kids with you?
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, you can just watch from the window. I was like, whatever.
I'm going to go over here.
Comfy chair over there. And I'm going to go read. And so I had a break. Anyway, it's not very often. Usually if my kids are away from me, like if I get a babysitter, it's because I have to go do something. But this was like, I don't have anything I need to do.
But you're not sure if our kids were well behaved or not then.
They were. They told me that they were.
Oh, okay.
They even, like, each parent that came, they'd be like, he had a little problem sitting down. You know, but with me, they're like, they were awesome. And Jackson didn't even have his shoes on and they didn't care. So I might like this new setup.
Yeah. New story time leaders get a thumbs up.
Yeah. So I just sat down with a fellow mom, and we just chatted the whole time. I'm like, this is awesome.
I get to talk to people. Grown-ups.
Right. They did bring him out for a little bit because he had to go potty.
But that's different.
There's a bathroom story.
That's not because he was being bad. It's just he had to go potty.
Right.
So that's totally acceptable.
Yeah. So I think story time's now going to be like on my must-do list.
Okay. Do it. give you a nice little, what is it, a half an hour break?
Yeah.
About a half an hour. Do they still do the craft and everything?
Mm-hmm. But you come in for that part. Okay. Because, you know, you're not going to help 20 kids do
help
craft.
Help your kids do the craft. What was the craft this week?
We're really stretching on time, are we?
I'm interested.
It was a little black cup that they turned into a bat bucket.
Oh.
Like, it had a little pipe cleaner handle, and it was adorable.
That's adorable.
It was. My kids really take pride in those things, so.
Until it breaks, and, you know, and then we just throw it away. I'm sure your parents are well.
It's good enough for me.
You know how that goes. Something that we both have been doing, did a little bit this week, was that we've been playing board games with the kids.
Yeah.
And if you're not a new listener, you know that we like to play board games. If you're new listener, we like to play board games. So with our kids, this week, the one game I played with Grayson, our oldest, was Thunder Track. It was Turbo Rally Thunder Track. And it's a really fun game. Essentially, you have cards that you lay out to make it look like a track. And so you can have multiple lanes, have one lane per person playing the game. And you can have like up to 10 people playing. It's pretty crazy. And what you do is you actually grab your own like Hot Wheels car. And that's the car you race with. And you flip over the card. And the cards have different things that happen.
But you played the basic version.
We played the basic version. So, you can flip it over and it's a regular road. So you just put it on there. Or you can flip it over and there's an oil spill. And so you lose a turn. Or there's a, you lose a tire. So you lose a turn. Or there are shortcuts where you actually take away two cards and you could get to places quicker. There's jumps. And there's detours and all sorts of stuff. And it's really fun. We played a few times. And, Jackson, our youngest, he was hanging out with us and enjoying us doing that. And so, yeah, it was fun. I think it's a fun, simple, quick game. And
Do you recommend it?
I would recommend. So it's
But we have never tried the real version of it.
That's not true. We tried it once.
And didn't succeed.
But no, we played it. But we enjoyed playing the basic version with our kids. If you had older kids, there's a souped up version where your cars can actually have like powers and stuff like that, and where you can like shoot the opponent and like stuff like that. But the basic version is really simple and quick, easy setup, easy takedown, and it's still enjoyable because you really don't know who's going to win because the cards are laid out randomly, and right. So it could be, a brutal win for someone else, or it could be really close to the very end. So it's a Turbo Track rally.
God, you sound like a board game reviewer.
I'd recommend that for kids, especially if they love Cars, because that's an extra
not Cars the Disney movie.
Yeah,
Cars the Matchbox,
like
cars.
Like Hot Wheels, Matchbox, or those type of cars.
And the game that I recommend is called Bend Domino.
Bend Domino.
It's dominoes, but
they bend.
They're bendy, but
they look like arches.
Yeah. And so you make fun shapes as you play dominoes. All my kids like it. Even Jackson. I do help him, but I've played it with my 5-year-old and my 7-year-old. And actually today I played with the 9-year-old too, and they all love it.
So it's a simple basic version. It's not like you're actually playing
just dominoes.
It's not the real game dominoes. Because the real game dominoes, you have to have, like, certain points on the end and, like...
I think you are supposed to add points on this one.
Like, but, I mean, with real dominoes, when you play a tile, it has to, like, equal, like, 15 or something like that.
What?
On the end. It's really... Actually, dominoes is kind of very strategic, complicated game.
I don't know if I've ever played real dominoes. It's not just color matching?
No, it's not just color and number matching. There's a lot of strategy involved. So this one is just... matching numbers to numbers and making fun shapes. So
and we don't do the scoring.
Yeah.
We just say if you run out first, you win.
Yeah. If you play the last tile, you win.
And then a game that my oldest kid has really enjoyed playing, and I love playing with him, is just classic Skip-Bo. It's so fun.
You can pick that up at Walmart anywhere.
Right.
So or Target if you're a Target shopper.
Yep. So anyway, I guess those are our courtesy non-paid advertising for good board games.
Definitely.
Or table games.
Tabletop games. So, Halloween's coming.
Woo!
It's in like 2 weeks.
I love Halloween.
And we both love Halloween. We love dressing up. We always like dressing up with our kids and everything. But we're in the process of getting a home because we're just renters right now. And we're in the process of doing that. So we have to pay a little bit extra money to get all that going. So we don't really have extra money to buy or make fancy new costumes.
Yeah, because originally we had crazy dreams of making sweet costumes.
Yeah, so we'll probably work on that next year. But we always keep our costumes that that we've used in the past. Or when costumes go on sale that we tend to buy them, because you never know when you might need to dress up as Darth Vader or something like that.
Right.
So we busted out our big, huge container of costumes, and we were pulling them out, and we found this Batman costume and ninja costume that Jackson is just loving. He's like, totally wants to be a ninja now.
He came into our room naked today and said, ninja!
Ninja!
Because he wanted us to put it on.
He wanted us to put his costume on. So he's been wearing his costume almost nonstop for the last two days. But also, there was a lion costume that we have. And this lion costume is kind of like almost like a poncho with a hood on it. In the aspect, that's how you put it on. You just like...
Right, but... It's a costume that my little brother wore when he was, like, three.
So it's a costume, technically, that Jackson's age should be wearing.
But the point that I'm making is that it's like, what is it, about 15 years old, back when costumes were so much better made.
Yeah, it's high quality.
It looks like a stuffed animal type.
Yeah. So our five-year-old, Lacey, we showed her that, and she just kind of, like, flipped out. And she put it on, and so basically it looks like she's just wearing like a lion shirt, and the hood and everything fits her head perfectly, and she's probably the most adorable lion
it's
I have
ridiculous.
Ever seen. It's she because she just has this like 10 megawatt smile, and so she's just smiling and has her big furry head around her, and it's just adorable.
Yeah, it's huge, fluffy. But the first time she put it on, Barry and I laughed for like 5 minutes. We were just dying.
Because it was so cute.
It was so cute.
We were laughing because of that.
And then later on, she was sitting with me and rolled off the couch and hit her throat on the costume box. And she was just sitting there crying, but...
with a big mouth wide open.
Giant costume. And I was just belly laughing at her pain because it looked like she was roaring. It
looks like she was a roaring lion.
Like, it was so cute and funny and awful. She's just staring at me like, why are you laughing? But I could not help myself. It was bad.
But
it was a bad mom time.
But it's still funny, and she's adorable. So now she wants to be a lion.
But you know what's not adorable? Her roaring.
Oh. Roar!
All day. She wears, like, as soon as we got home from church today, she's like, can I be a lion? And then she puts it on, and that's all you hear for the rest of the day is, roar!
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not enjoying that part.
Well... She's still cute.
It is super cute. Except she's like, can I sleep in this?
No.
Can I go outside in this? Can I eat in this? I'm like, just...
No.
Chill.
But Jackson looks... He's good to go as a ninja. We found a cute little bunny accessories to be... So Jay's going to be a cute little bunny now.
Yeah. And we're almost spending no money on Halloween.
So it works out nicely. So we're excited about that. So Halloween's coming up. Tell us what you are dressing up as or what your kids are going as. And leave a comment on Facebook.
Right. So, yes, costumes...
That's about it for me. I mean, nothing much else.
I think the only thing I had was this morning was rough.
Sunday mornings are generally rough.
But today, I don't know what it was. I thought I was in a fairly good mood. I'm getting ready for the day. And then all of a sudden, I hear all four kids crying. And so one of them comes to my room and they're like, so-and-so hit me.
There was a lot of hitting this morning.
Yeah, and I was like, sorry, go back and play. And then a few minutes later, both, or I shouldn't give names, two kids came and they're like, so-and-so pulled our hair. And I go out there and I'm like, what is going on? And they're all starting to blame each other. And I was like, you know what? Everyone go to your rooms. If you can't get along while I'm trying to get ready, you just chill. And granted, we had like 10 minutes left.
Well, that's what I had to do earlier in the morning, too, is that they were hitting each other and I had to send them all to their rooms, too. And just like, go to your rooms and chill. Take a time out for, you know, 10 minutes.
Yeah, and it was like, we don't want to go to our rooms. And I was like, all right, if you don't go to your room, I'm taking away this, and I'm taking away that, and you're going to lose this. And I was like, I know if I... I'm going to name something that's going to get them there.
Something's going to work. I'm grasping at straws here.
Yeah, because I was like running behind. I needed to hurry and get ready. I didn't know what else to do. And then so finally we get in the car and I'm like, you guys, let's start over. Let's try to be positive. You know, let's make church a good experience. Let's be nice. We're all, your brothers and sisters should be the most important people in your life. Let's be nice. And we get there and everyone gets out of the car, and then Jackson will not get out of the car. And I was like, come on, buddy. We got to go. And he just looks at me, he's like, I want to go home. And I had no idea. Oh, no, because he wanted me to open the other door.
Yeah.
When I was like, just come out the car. Anyway, so I lost my cool. Then I had to restart my restart. Anyway, so that was my morning.
Yeah. Sorry. I was in meetings, so I didn't have to deal with that. But.
Yeah.
I apologize.
It's all good.
So, speaking of rowdy kids and everything, and you actually had a conversation with a friend earlier this week talking about the kids these days and their manners.
Or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof. And
what are you talking about? Kids, adults don't have manners either.
And that's a trickle-down effect. If the adults don't have manners, naturally their kids are not going to have those type of manners either. So, we found an article, it's called 7 Ways to Teach Your Child Good Manners, and we're just going to read off that and, of course, put our 2 cents in there as well. So, take it away, honey.
All right. So, 7 Ways to Teach Your Child Good Manners. Actually, you read the first one.
Oh.
Number one is expect respect.
Expect respect.
Say it 5 times fast.
Expect respect, expect respect, expect respect, expect respect, expect respect.
Wow, you kind of mostly got it.
I know. That was pretty good.
Expect respect. All right.
So, essentially, this is just, you're wondering what this means. And to basically take the pinpoint message of this part is that we teach our kids sensitivity at a young age. You know, when they're infants, we teach them how to be sensitive, you know. But the big thing is, when we are sensitive and we care about another's feelings besides our own, we will naturally become a well-mannered person and be respectful towards them. So when we expect respect for our children, you know, our part is to show that we care about other people's feelings, and that generates the respect in that aspect. So it's all about teaching that other people's feelings are to be thought of and that you should be sensitive to someone's needs.
Right.
So, expect respect.
I like that one. Yep. I feel like my parents did a good job with that. Not to sound braggy, but I feel like they did a good job helping us see other people.
To value
other people.
I would concur because you are pretty awesome when it comes to thinking of other people's feelings. I'm bragging about my wife. Thanks. I can do that. So she's awesome when it comes to thinking of others. So teach your children to think of others and to expect respect.
I love that. That should be a sign in our house. Expect respect.
Expect respect.
I don't know why it makes me laugh. Probably because I'm tired. Anyway, the next one is teach polite words early. And they're saying that even 2-year-olds can pick up on please and thank you. Even if they don't know what those words mean yet, that they should, if you say it enough, you kind of get it into their vocabulary, and that way when they're old enough to understand it, they're already in the habit of saying it.
Yeah, they understand that when you ask for something, you say please, and when you stop the end of conversation, you say thank you.
Right.
Type of thing.
And this is hard because as adults, I feel like sometimes when I talk to Barry, I'll be like, hey, will you grab me that thing? You know, instead of saying, Barry, will you please grab me that thing?
Because she knows I'll do it.
My kids say, will you grab me that? I'll be like, please, you know.
There's a word you forgot to say.
I know. And I've noticed that that's something I need to improve on.
Yeah.
Either be more lax with them or be more strict with us.
Which kind of leads into the next one about modeling manners and how maybe you being a good example and saying please to me more often. And thank you. That it teaches our kids that. But no, so number 3 is to model manners. Essentially is be a good example.
Right. The one I wanted to say though back with teaching polite words early is we always, with our two-year-old, well, he's three now, but our three-year-old saying, say please. Like, if you want a snack, say please. But now, if he says, can I play game? And you say, no, not right now. He'll go, please, please. And I'm like, okay, he's learned what that means.
He understands, but he probably learned how to say it like that from his older siblings.
It drives me crazy. Peace!
Number three, model manners. Essentially just being a good example. Show that you respect other people and that you show politeness and good manners to other people in the world. And so your kids will be like, oh, I should be nice to other people because I see my mom and dad be nice to other people all the time.
Okay, so let's talk about road rage.
Road rage.
What should you do if your kid hypothetically catches you calling the person in front of you a big jerk?
Apologize.
To the kids? Or say, I should have said... What would you do?
Well, I don't know. You could just say that, like, sorry, guys, I shouldn't have said that. I let my emotions or my anger get the best of me, but I'll try to be better next time.
We love everyone.
We love everybody.
Because there is this dang stop right by our house that we have to go through to get to school, and I swear no one in our town knows the rules of this weird turning thing.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I'm yelling at someone every time that's, you know, what are you doing trying to kill us all kind of thing. And that's the only time I really get angry is that stinking spot. And so I've noticed our kids are always like, Mommy.
Be like, why are you being so mean?
So.
Model manners, honey. Model manners.
I'm just saying that sometimes as adults, we don't always model manners, but we can still teach a lesson out of it.
But we also don't understand that our kids are always listening, too.
So that's what I'm saying is, even if you mess up, you should still recognize that you didn't have manners.
Well, and don't be afraid to say that you were wrong, too. I mean, as a parent, generally you are right, but you can be wrong, too. And admitting that you're wrong is not always a bad thing.
He's speaking to the collective, not just me.
Yes. I'm speaking mostly for myself.
I hear you.
All right. So, number four.
Teach name calling.
Now.
You jerk.
Not the name calling in a negative way.
Here's a great list of horrible things you can call people.
Big jerk face. Poopy head.
What they're saying is that it's respectful to say, for instance, Jim, will you do this for me? Or Mom, can you help me?
Yeah, to address someone by their name.
Right. And not
before
only.
Before you ask them something.
Not only is it respectful, but it also is, I say proactive, because then the person knows exactly who you're speaking to. It gets their attention. And it, anyway, so that's great.
Yeah. So number five, acknowledge the child. So this is just basically saying when you are with adults and you have your child with you, you should involve them more on what is going on, to help them teach them social skills, whether that's having them sit next to you, and, you know, pay attention to what's going on. Involve them so that, one, they are not bored, but they also learn the skills. And stay connected with your child in situations that put her at risk of undesirable behavior. So during your visit with other adults, keep your younger child close and keep an eye on them and stuff like that. So
this one's debatable.
I can kind of agree with this one, but I also disagree because I think you should acknowledge your child when your child is trying to get your attention. And they want you to pay attention to them. But if I'm visiting, you know, our friends, usually our friends have kids to play with anyway.
Right, I guess we can't really relate to this one.
I think it would be different if we were in a situation where it was just adults and our kids. But generally, we tend not to be in that situation because whenever we're with our friends have kids too.
Yeah.
And so our kids just go off and run like crazy while we as adults hang out.
I thought you said while we eat as adults.
While we eat and our kids starve.
Because when we hang out, we eat.
We sure do.
That is the truth.
That's right. But so I guess I don't know. It's to each their own, I guess, in that one. I kind of agree and disagree at the same time.
Well, and why are you taking your kid to a place with only adults anyway?
Well,
that's what I want to know.
A lot of people, maybe they only have like a single child or something like that. Maybe it's their first kid, and maybe their friends, other friends, don't have kids yet.
I guess that's true.
So,
Those days were so far
away. I know, right? Where you can just take one child and go places.
If I'm going to go to a place with only adults, I'm getting a babysitter.
That's right.
Because I never go around with adults.
That's right.
And that's what playgroup. If you go to playgroup, you're going there to dump your kid and ignore them for a couple hours so you can chat with adults.
That's right.
So I don't know what this whole...
But you don't need to acknowledge them because unless they're like, hey, mommy, look what I can do. Then you're like, okay, cool. And then you go back to talking to adults.
Exactly. Next one is don't force manners.
Don't force it.
And this is, in their opinion, is saying you can't just say please. You know, if your kid's asking for a snack, but they don't quite grasp what that means, and you're trying to say please, you don't get this until you say please. And they said, you're not training a pet. You're just trying to teach them that please is part of good speech.
Yeah. So you're trying to teach them to be polite, but you don't want to say it all the time. It seems like they're kind of contradicting themselves a little bit, where they're just kind of like, don't tell them to say please all the time, but you can tell them to say please all the time if you're correcting their speech.
No. I think what it's saying is you do tell them to say please every time, but you don't withhold what they're asking for if they don't say please.
Gotcha.
That's what it's saying.
Okay.
So this is more for like little bitty kids. Because if my 9-year-old, if I have to repeat myself,
right,
he's not getting the treat.
That's right. He should know better. And the last one is to correct politely. So if your kids are not having good manners, you don't go belligerent on them and, you know, yell at them and be like, I can't believe you did that, you know, type of thing. You should be, you know, understanding and polite and teach them how they can correct the problem and so they could be better. And they use a whole coaching reference in this and everything about how, If you're coaching Little League, you know, a good way to your kids is not to yell at them when they make a mistake, but to correct them. You know, you can still correct them with firmness, but don't be all crazy at them. And then they'll be motivated more to do better the next time because they were corrected politely rather than yelled at.
Right. Now, I think it's interesting that most of the articles we were reading were just about vocal manners.
Yes.
Because there's so many manners, especially nowadays, that we aren't teaching our kids, like, even how to eat at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Don't shovel your food in.
Proper eating etiquette.
Cut your dang food. It's not a pork chop stick. It's, you know, cut it up.
I'm bad at that sometimes.
You are bad. We're all bad.
Something that I am pretty proud of our oldest son, that he always holds the door for people.
Yeah.
And
that's not ever anything we've ever said to do.
Yeah, we've never said, go hold the door for that. I mean, we have once or twice said that, but most of the time,
I think he's observing.
He just sees people and he's like, oh, I should open the door for them. And granted, I hope that we as parents, we tend to do that a lot too, is mm-hmm. open doors for people. You know, because it's polite. It's a nice thing to do. It's being expect respect. And so, yeah, when you do those things, your kids notice. And once again, it goes kind of, you know, being a good example. But something that at the very end of this article I really liked is that the author said that one day they noticed an English family entering a hotel. The father looked at his two sons, ages 5 and 7, and said, now, chaps, do hold the door for the lady, which they did. I asked him why his children were so mannered, and he replied, we expect it. Expect respect. Expect that your children have good manners, and they will follow suit.
It's kind of like that one time we had a military family in our home.
Right.
And the dad was like, what do you say to his 12-year-old son? What do you say to, like, Crystal here? And he's like, yes, ma'am. You know, thank you, ma'am. Or he just walked in our house and he was like, did you knock and wait for them to invite you in? I was like, wow, maybe we're not that great with teaching manners to our kids.
Well, we could be better, but I don't know if we're going to the military level.
I was impressed. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah. So, well, it's weird. Like, our son sometimes calls us yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
Oh, I hate that so much.
It bothers me.
But we're not Southerners.
But it, you know, we
they teach it at
but
school.
We live in the South, and so that's why they teach that. But it's not that I don't appreciate that he's being respectful. It's just weird. Because
I think we've talked about that.
I'm from the North, and so that's something you don't say.
Yeah, and I think we've mentioned that way a long time ago. Yeah. How sometimes it feels like are you being sarcastic?
Are you mocking me?
You know, like yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Are you serious right now, or do I need to put you in your room?
Do you need a timeout? So those are some tips on how maybe you can help your kids learn some manners. Granted. It's different at different ages of children. We don't have teenagers yet, although sometimes it feels like we do.
They better know manners before they're teenagers.
That's right. But, you know, you'll cross different bridges when you get there. But when we get there, we will definitely be reporting on those bridges as well.
Right. Let us know what manners you've struggled with teaching your kids.
Right. So thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
There it is. Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You're doing a good job. You can follow us and share your thoughts on all our social media, but primarily on Facebook. That's where we are most active. But you could also email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. And until next time, enjoy your circus.